Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Don't believe everything you hear about miracle cures. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is March 18th, 2013. We are on day one of Newsworthy Clips. 3 days, three different articles of news around the world that will open up your windows on the world and discover some new things. And we actually are going to be talking about a couple of medical issues in Newsworthy Clips, and then we've got a technology article that we do talk about. But you can find Newsworthy Clips on pages 28 through 30 in your Advanced magazine. I'm glad you're here with us today. I'm also glad that my panelists are here. So let's meet them. First, off to my right is Carolyn Bug. Hi, Carolyn.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah, good to have you. We normally keep Carolyn locked up over there in the studio classroom building, but we let her out today.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes, I am usually very busy filming, but it's nice to be here and join you on this Newsworthy Clip article.
Very good. It is an adventure here, especially when I'm leading the program. Now, Carolyn actually is knowledgeable about one of the topics that we're going to talk about in Newsworthy Clips, but we're going to get to that in a few days, so we'll just lead up to that later. Also joining us is Ellen Lee. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Bill.
Great to have you here and joining us for Newsworthy Clips. Ellen, you work on practically everything, all of our magazines, don't you?
Yeah, I'm getting my feet wet with all three. So
okay.
That's nice.
All right, you do some writing, and then also I know you've done a little bit of TV work, right?
A couple of skits here and there.
Yeah? All right, so all of our studio classroom viewers, make sure you look for Ellen. I think you, or maybe on Let's Talk, you're usually maybe on like word skits or something over there with Hazel, I think you've been.
Yeah, I think one
okay.
or two, yeah.
All right, well, we're glad you're here today and also for the next couple of days on Newsworthy Clips. And what are we going to talk about here in the beginning?
Today we're talking about omega-3.
Yep. Okay. We've heard a lot about omega-3 in the last probably 10 years or maybe more. It's a supplement that's been one of the hot topics. And I mentioned right in the beginning of the program, I said, don't believe everything you hear about miracle cures. And as I was preparing for this Newsworthy Clip, it made me think about how people are always looking for the magic pill. We're always looking. We want the pill, the medicine, the vitamin in it, and it also might come in the form of maybe a Chinese herb or a root or something, some extract that we might get at a Chinese medicine shop. And it's, so it's Western medicine or Chinese medicine or some other form. People are always looking for that thing they can take, the magic pill, that will solve whatever problem it is that they want solved. Have you experienced that, Carolyn?
Well, I have noticed a lot of people are raving about different kinds of superfoods and superfruits.
Right.
And if you eat this, then you'll have great results. Or if you do this diet and don't eat these things, then you'll have the perfect body. And I'm not so sure that it's just one thing that can give you any kind of result.
Yeah. Have you experienced that, Ellen?
I haven't personally experienced it, but I think we're exposed to quite a lot of it on television with many celebrities.
Well, I think TV is one place we get all this stuff. The internet is the other place. But actually, what I find probably the most prevalent is there's friends and family, people I work with, that I'm always, you know, stuff is always floating around in the air. Oh, have you seen the news about vitamin X? If you take vitamin X, it will right? Usually it's like this word of mouth thing. And You know, I've heard so many different things that, you know, people, we need to be skeptical of a lot of these things. And really, being healthy and living a long time is actually, it's a lifestyle. It is a healthy diet. Carolyn mentioned maybe extreme diets or certain types of diets. That's one way people think they'll fix things. But actually, just a good, healthy, balanced diet and certain aspects of good, healthy living are really what you need, not just one magic potion.
Yeah. There was one person I knew, he decided that he was going to be healthy by being vegan, but the only thing he ate was French fries. So while the French fries were vegan, it is not a balanced diet.
No, I don't know who recommended that. It's dietitians, Ronald McDonald. Okay, listeners, let's get to our reading. Turn to page 28, and our first reading will be that left column.
Is there something fishy going on with omega-3s? For years, major health and medical organizations have recommended fish oil supplements rich in omega-3s to reduce the threat of heart disease. But a report in the Journal of the American Medical Association clouded the picture by concluding that omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids did not lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, or premature death. The study by medical researchers at the University of Ioannina in Greece did not involve a new clinical trial of the supplement. Instead, it re-examined the results of 20 previous studies dating back to 1989 that included nearly 70,000 patients. Study authors said that early trials of omega-3 supplements and cardiovascular health showed strong, significant effect. However, as more randomized studies were performed, the effect became weaker and non-significant. One early and influential trial involved mostly men who had suffered heart attacks, said Dr. Moses S. Elisaf, the study's senior author. This evidence, he said, should not be generalized to any type of patients or apparently healthy individuals.
Okay, what does the title of this newsworthy clip say, Ellen?
It says, is there something fishy going on with omega-3?
All right, tell me about that fishy stuff.
Omega-3 is a supplement that you find in fish oil.
Okay.
And fish oil has been found in the past to decrease or lower the risk of heart attacks and stroke.
All right.
And even premature death.
Now, why do we use the word fishy?
Well, I think it's very clever of the author to use the word fishy here with omega-3, mm-hmm. since fish have a lot of omega-3 in them, but mm-hmm. the word fishy is not talking about fish.
Yeah.
It is talking about something that is suspicious,
yeah.
something that is dishonest or false.
Okay, I love fishy. I use fishy all the time, so if you ever meet me, be ready. I'm going to use fishy because it's a great word. It's a great word. We run into this so many times where we might hear something, whether a coworker tells us something or we hear something on the news, a politician says it, or maybe a child gives a reason why the cookies are missing. You might say, that sounds fishy, which means I don't believe everything you're saying. Right? I don't believe what was said, and it sounds very suspicious. So fishy is a great way to explain that, so you don't believe something. It sounds suspicious. And as Ellen had mentioned, that for years, major health and medical organizations, they have recommended fish oil supplements rich in omega-3s to reduce the threat of heart disease. So we got vitamins, then we got all these supplements that people can take. And, you know, the fish oil has omega-3s in them, right?
Yes.
So, and this is supposed to help our heart. But in our next sentence, in line 4, we see but. And I always love when sentences start with but.
But a report in the Journal of the American Medical Association clouded the picture by concluding that omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids did not lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, or premature death.
Okay. Clouded the picture. Now, what's going on here? Do I have to take an umbrella out?
No, not at all.
All right. What's that mean, clouded the picture?
Clouded the picture just means that the issue has now become not as clear.
Okay. All right. It has cast some doubt upon all of the claims that have been made in the past regarding omega-3. And what's that specialized term, Carolyn?
Oh, well, we see polyunsaturated fatty acids.
Mm.
It's very long, but very simply, it's a type of acid that is usually found in fat and oil, and it doesn't easily change into cholesterol. So it's something that is difficult for your body to process.
Okay. All right. Now, and we find out that the omega-3s did not lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, or premature death. And again, I will recap this, is that in the past, at least the past 10 years, the word, the buzz on the street is that you got to take omega-3s. It will lower your cholesterol, and it'll prevent heart attacks, and you'll live longer. That has been one of the hot buzz topics, especially because cholesterol is such a difficult thing to solve, and it's one of those things that happens with everybody. Everybody is affected by this as we age. You know, things happen to our body, and plaque piles up in our body, and our veins are one of the places that does, and everybody has to deal with this, and people have thought, oh, wow, this is one of those magic pills. I can take omega-3, and it will prevent all of this.
Mm.
This study, this recent study is saying maybe not. So this report in the Journal of American Medical Association. We get into that study in the next paragraph.
Yes, we see the study by medical researchers at the University of Ioannina in Greece did not involve a new clinical trial of the supplement. So they weren't running new tests. They didn't have a new clinical trial.
Mm-hmm.
And a clinical trial is a medical test that they usually do over a period of time to look at something. And they didn't have a new one.
Yeah. Well, normally, yeah, right. If we have a clinical trial, we will take maybe 500 people and we will have them take certain medicines. We'll have some people not take medicines. And then we'll do this for 6 months or a year or whatever period of time. That is a clinical trial. They didn't do that. Instead,
it re-examined the results of 20 previous studies dating back to 1989 that included nearly 70,000 patients. So they went back and looked at old studies instead of looking.
Sure. And that's actually a very good thing to do. Let's take another look at all the data. Because what can happen is once a study is done, people might jump to conclusions. And then maybe they might give the wrong recommendations. So it's really good to go back sometimes and say, we have new ways of understanding things. And now here it is 23 years later. We have a way of taking a look at things. We can analyze this data differently. Maybe we made some mistakes. So that's what they did. And in fact, the study authors, what did they say about this?
Well, they said that early trials of omega-3 supplements and cardiovascular health showed strong, significant effect. So it sounds like if you took omega-3 supplements during these trials, that it would improve your cardiovascular health, your heart health.
Okay. All right. So early trials, the early test did show some benefit of omega-3. But again, it could be very broad. And it's not clearly stated, all right, well, what is the benefit of all of this? But it did seem like there was some benefit from the early trials. However,
as more randomized studies were performed, the effect became weaker and non-significant, which just means that as they looked at the results randomly or not in any particular order, they saw that the effects were actually not as strong.
Yeah. Now, here's what was going on in these early trials. They actually had targeted groups. They had targeted groups of patients that they were doing these trials on, people that fit certain criteria, and they were trying to find solutions to their problems, and omega-3 did benefit some of these people. So it was a very smaller targeted group that they were aiming at, there was some benefit. However, this word randomized, however, as they broadened the field of people that they were including in the studies, then it became like cloudy whether or not omega-3 was a benefit. So, for instance, in the targeted initial studies, maybe they were older men aged 60 to 70. Okay. Oh, wow. They have a benefit from this. But then when they start testing everybody from 20 to 70, the results are a little bit different. So, and in fact, we have an example here of what one of these randomized studies were in that last paragraph.
That's right. We see one early and influential trial involved mostly men who had suffered heart attacks, said Dr. Moses S. Elisoff, the study's senior author. So the senior author of the study said that it was good that, you know, they had these men who had suffered heart attacks and they were involved in this first trial.
Right. That goes to what I was saying. The early tests were very targeted groups. That's very specific. Men who have had heart attacks. It's a very specific group of people. And so a lot of the positive news about this was based on a small sample of people, men who had heart attacks. Dr. Elisoff, though, does continue in line 23 with a quote.
He says, "This evidence should not be generalized to any type of patients or apparently healthy individuals."
What's he mean?
He says, basically, the results of the trial that they're talking about doesn't apply to everyone.
Yeah, okay. Generalized means just when we take one statement and we apply it to everybody. All right, so it's very important to avoid generalizations, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, and so what he's saying is, okay, positive news, but we can't say that's going to be great for everybody. What about 35-year-old women?
Right, it could be very different for them.
Yeah, okay. And also apparently healthy individuals. Does this benefit healthy individuals? If people are healthy, should they be taking omega-3? Well, we don't know. And so then it becomes this thing like, well, you know, what do we tell people who are healthy? What do we tell healthy 35-year-old women? We've got to find this out. Or what do we tell, you know, 25-year-old young men what they should do? So when do we start on this? That's what this study in Greece was all about, changing how this whole thing about omega-3 is viewed. All right, let's go on to our next reading.
Dr. Robert Bonow, a Chicago cardiologist who was not involved in the study, said he tended to agree with the author's conclusion. Bonow said there was no evidence omega-3 prevented heart attacks, and that for most people, any potential benefits of supplementation probably paled in comparison with exercising, maintaining a proper weight, and addressing high cholesterol and high blood pressure. However, Bonow said it appeared the supplement was helpful to people with very weak hearts. One of the studies included in the analysis made a strong case that patients with chronic heart failure benefited from omega-3s. There may be benefits here in stabilizing the rhythm of the heart, he said. Omega-3s are also effective in reducing triglycerides, fats that circulate in the blood and can be dangerous at high levels.
Okay, Bill Quinn here with Carolyn Bug and Ellen Lee. We are on our second reading for today. First, newsworthy clips. Newsworthy clip you can find on page 28 in your Advance magazine. We just heard from Dr. Moses S. Elisoff, who was part of the study group there in Greece that was taking a look at previous omega-3 studies. And now we go to Chicago and we hear from Dr. Robert Bonow,
who is not involved in the study, but says he tends to agree with the author's conclusions.
Okay. All right. He is a cardiologist there in Chicago and dealing with all issues of the heart. So he saw the report that was in the American Medical Association, the journal of the AMA, and he agrees with their conclusion. And he also said,
yes, Bonow said there was no evidence omega-3 prevented heart attacks, and that for most people, any potential benefits of supplementation probably paled in comparison with exercising, maintaining a proper weight, and addressing high cholesterol and high blood pressure. So it sounds like there are a lot of other things you should be doing instead of worrying about whether or not you should take omega-3 supplements.
Okay. Now, let's break this sentence down a little bit. There's a couple words I want to talk about within this sentence. It's a long sentence. And first, we see here that in line, it looks like 12 and 13, any potential benefits of supplementation. Is that a noun or a verb, Ellen?
In this case, it is a noun. So it takes the place of, for example, like fish oils or vitamins.
Yep.
So we could possibly say also say any potential benefits of vitamins or any potential benefits of fish oil.
Okay. So, and in fact, the tricky thing about this word is that we've got you take supplements or you can take a supplement.
Right.
And that is also a noun, but actually the verb is the exact same word because if you take this supplement, it will supplement your diet.
Exactly.
So it can be the exact same word, but it can be a noun and a verb.
Right. So we have to read carefully.
Yeah. All right. So very tricky, that English. This supplementation probably paled in comparison. Ooh, I love paled in comparison.
Yes, this is a great phrase. If something pales in comparison, then it is not as good as something else or someone else. You might pale in comparison to someone else.
Well, my singing pales in comparison to Naomi's singing. So she's so much better than me. People would say Bill's singing pales in comparison to Naomi's. So that would be an example that you could use it in. Now, also, this pales in comparison with exercising, maintaining a proper weight, and addressing high cholesterol and high blood pressure. I actually, years ago, 5 years ago, asked my regular doctor back in America. I asked him about this omega-3 because I had high cholesterol. I've always had high cholesterol. And it's funny what he told me 5 years ago. He said, Bill, you'd have to take so much you would go broke taking omega-3. He said you'd have to take a whole bottle every day of the omega-3 vitamins, okay, that or supplements. That was his point on this. He's like – he actually thought the whole thing was – it was just like he's heard so many magic cures, magic pills before, and to him it was like, you know, this is just another one of those things where people are scrambling for the easy solution. It's a lot easier to go buy a bottle of omega-3 than to actually go to the gym for 2 hours and get on the stair stepper for 30 minutes. It's a lot easier to buy these pills than actually watch my diet and make sure that I'm at the proper weight. I would much rather go and buy a big jar of omega-3 pills instead of, you know, actually practicing healthy living. So, and a lot of people are like that. We're always looking for the easy solution. So now, keep in mind the things that you can do to keep all of this cholesterol and your blood pressure down. Last paragraph, we go back to Dr. Robert Bono and we hear from him again.
He says that it appears that the supplement was helpful to people with very weak hearts. In one of the studies included in the analysis, made a strong case that patients with chronic heart failure benefited from omega-3.
Okay. Now, there is, again, here's a specific target group that does benefit from this, people with very weak hearts. And there are people that their heart's just not pumping blood strong enough throughout their body. One way of learning that is you go in and you can do like a treadmill test. They can see how much blood is flowing through your veins as you increase your exertion. And people with very weak hearts do benefit from omega-3. They can also benefit from other supplements to make their heart stronger and some other very specific exercises. So now we're talking about that group. And he continues in line 21 talking about other benefits.
Yes, he says, there may be benefits here in stabilizing the rhythm of the heart, he said. So it sounds like if you have specific heart problems, omega-3s could be beneficial.
Yeah. So if somebody is suffering from steady heart palpitations or arrhythmia is what they do call this, then they might benefit from this. And of course, you always want to check with your cardiologist. You don't want to just listen to your cousin or your coworker and go buy something, but you definitely need to meet with a cardiologist and say, will this benefit me? Now, we also see there is another benefit from omega-3.
Omega-3s are also effective in reducing triglycerides, which are natural fats and oils, and fats that circulate in the blood and can be dangerous at high levels.
Okay. When you go get a blood test, you will get a certain reading as far as your cholesterol, and they will break it down, not just the number. They'll give you a total number, which you want to be at 200 or below. That is really the target number. If people are well above 200, then maybe the doctor will prescribe a cholesterol medicine. Okay, and what they will do is they'll take a blood test. They'll give you a number for your cholesterol, and then they'll also break it down between HDL and LDL, and then they'll also give you a triglyceride number, so something you need to be paying attention to. Now, before we close out today, let me have Carolyn read that confusing guideline sidebar.
Yeah, so there are some confusing guidelines, and we see that much of the recent controversy involving omega-3 has to do with conflicting recommendations. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration has approved omega-3 use only as a triglyceride-lowering agent, whereas some European authorities recommend its use for patients who have suffered a heart attack or other cardiovascular problems. So varying label indications cause confusion in everyday clinical practice, the study authors wrote.
Okay. All right. So you can see even amongst the people in the medical community, there is confusion. So if you're just a consumer like me, don't expect that you know more than the medical community. They're confused on it. Your friends are going to be confused on it. So if somebody tells you, take all sorts of omega-3s, be skeptical. Another one is like AQ10. That's another miracle pill. Again, be a little skeptical. In all of these cases, check with your cardiologist and they can give you a much better answer as far as whether it's a fit for you. Listeners, thanks for joining us here for day one of Newsworthy Clips. Come on back tomorrow. We'll see you then. Goodbye.